Good afternoon. I'm Ken Johnson with KD News. Currently a temperature reading of 30 degrees. This news is a service of Daylight Donuts and Zephyr Communication. A county grand jury finished its work late last evening around 10 and handed down 23 drug-related indictments. Investigation Commander for the Casper Police, Edward Kenyon, said that arrests were started about 11:30 last night. So far, a total of a dozen people have been arrested, mainly on delivery and possession charges. Kenyon said the arrests were in cooperation with the Natrona County Sheriff's Office, the Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Drug Enforcement Administration. A total of 30 officers took part in the arrests last night. Commander Kenyon was asked why the route of a grand jury was used.
The investigation involved several months, and we went to the county attorney's office and worked with the deputy county attorney. And through his advice, we requested grand jury.
Police say they confiscated some marijuana, hashish, some powder that has not yet been clinically analyzed, and a quantity of pills. The defense counsel for Randy Mayer began its case today in Natrona County District Court. Mayer is charged in the shooting death of 22-year-old Wesley Stone in March of this year. The prosecution rested its case yesterday afternoon, and motions were argued in the judge's chambers between both counsels. The acting dean of the College of Human Medicine at the University of Wyoming at Laramie, Dr. John Corbett, is a delegate to the American Medical Association meeting in Hawaii. Dr. Corbett, a Casper physician, said that one of the items being discussed at the convention is cost containment. Dr. Corbett was asked what can be done at the college level to make young physicians aware of the importance of cost control in keeping patients' costs down.
Making them knowledgeable of the costs of laboratory tests and the advantages of those tests, the costs of dressings, and the entire spectrum of costs of medical care. And if we can teach the residents what they spend when they write an order, they're going to know more and they're going to spend that patient's dollar much more wisely.
Dr. John Corbett, this is KD News.
It's gift shopping. Take time to go to Daylight Donuts for lunch. In fact, if you're sitting at home, not doing much of anything, it'd be a treat for your tummy to stop by Daylight Donuts for lunch today, 504 South Center.
Anticipation is growing today that East Carolina University football coach Pat Dye will be named the next head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. An announcement comes at a news conference at 2 this afternoon. A 41-year-old Sheridan man charged with killing three hunters has been moved from a Sheridan hospital to the Bighorn County Jail in Basin. Ronald Salick had been recovering at a hospital from injuries he received in a traffic accident a week after the shooting. The head of the children's section of the Lander Library has been fired. Fremont County Library Administrator Bill Hewer says he fired Carol Coates because she would not cooperate with other library staffers and ignored a policy requiring cooperation with the library's adult section. The weather forecast coming up.
Sometimes background music systems, mobile telephone service, or two-way radios for your business or personal use, the other phone company can provide them. Zephyr Communications, offering the finest in equipment and service. Call the other phone company, Zephyr Communications, at 265-7001.
Occasional light snow showers today, decreasing cloudiness, cooler tonight, variable cloudiness, and warmer on Saturday. The high today, mid-30s, low 20s tonight, upper 40s tomorrow. Our chance of snow, 20% today, less than 20% tonight and tomorrow. North breeze at 5, barometer falling 30.08. Our current temperature reading stands at 30 degrees. This news is a service of Daylight Donuts and Zephyr Communication. For KD News, I'm Ken Johnson.